Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Well, after the Mavs that won the first two games in LA, it's been all Kawhi and the Clippers who stole the momentum and even the series at two games apiece. Tonight, Luka and company will attempt to keep the trend going of road teams getting all the wins in this series. Kind of interesting there. Shannon, who wins game five tonight and who wins the series?
Skip, I got the Clippers winning the game. I believe Luka will be fine. He'll be back to his customary stat line, somewhere around 38-8. Dallas just doesn't have the defenders to guard the Clippers' two best players, which are Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Hence, this is why Kawhi Leonard is going 24-32 from the field in his last two games. And with that being said, Skip, look, they have no answer for Paul George and Kawhi. Luka's going to do Luka. So tell me what Hardaway Jr. is going to do. Tell me what Finney-Smith is going to do. Tell me what Kleber's going to do. Are they going to play like they did the first two games? Are they going to play like they did the last two games? Because the last two games will get you beat. Probably get you beat now the way Clippers are rolling. It'll probably get you beat by somewhere between 10 and 15. But I believe Hardaway Jr., he likes shooting for whatever reason. Hell, everybody likes shooting in the Staples Center except the Lakers. Everybody can shoot on those rims except us. We can't shoot on them for some reason. I don't know why, but we can't.
Or the Clippers in games one and two.
Clippers in game one and two, right. So I'm going to say Hardaway Jr. bounces back in grand fashion and makes... I'm going to say he makes at least six threes tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Kleber will hit two. Finney Smith will have two. And I think the game will be...
Porzingis?
As I was saying.
In game two, he made three out of four. Go ahead.
Skip, he's 7'3", but plays like he's 6'3".
He does. But he can get hot.
He can get hot. I'm going to say the Clippers win 117-111.
Okay.
117-111. Because ever since they had that 30-11 lead with 4:38 skipping the first quarter, the Mavs have scored 213. Clippers have scored 213. The Mavs have scored 159. That 54 points. That ain't good. So 117-111, Clippers get the win.
And I believe you are attempting to jinx my Clippers at home where they have proven nothing.
How about jinxing them?
This is what drives me a little crazy. Drives me to the brink, the prevailing notion right now that this series is tied 2-2 and it's even more over than it seemed like it was on Friday night when the Mavericks were up 2-0 and 30-11 early in the first quarter.
Correct.
30-11, and suddenly this thing has swung around so much that everybody is saying it's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2-2. Luka is not hurt. I'm going to knock on wood for him because I don't even like to talk about it. But I just don't believe he had any big neck issue. Maybe it's a little strange. Who knows? But he's going to be just fine. Mm-hmm. He looked just fine to me, even in game four. So he will be real fine because he loves Staples. He will play at a very high level. I don't doubt he'll have a triple-double. I wouldn't be surprised if he went for 40 and 15 and 12 tonight. That sort of... Mm-hmm. Because he is highly capable of that
line. Oh, yeah, he's capable of those
kind
of stats, yes.
And if that happens, and what you just said, that Hardaway's going to make some threes and Finney-Smith's going to make them, I think even Porzingis will make. Remember, in game one, he shot a logo three. He could have shot a logo three and just ripped it.
He did.
7'3" guy shooting a logo three. Well, what? I can't beat that.
Well, that's the problem, because he has success doing that instead of being down to 7'3" and being on the block.
Okay.
Shooting threes.
So what? What goes around came all the way back around, and now the Clippers are right back where they started. At home, they're 7-point favorites. The odds makers are saying, you're way better than this team.
Right.
And here we go again. It's same time next week where they're at home, and the world expects them to cakewalk tonight.
Right.
What'd you say? It's by six. Or seven?
Okay, yeah. The odds maker said seven. I said six. Okay, you talking about I'm trying to jinx them?
Okay. But the point is, most people think it's over. I have to listen to Charles Barkley on TNT saying, I guarantee.
Guarantee.
Guarantee. You know what? Charles is even worse at picking games than Michael Jordan is at picking players. And so you want to talk about the all-time kiss of death?
Oh, yeah.
If he guarantees it, I'm shaking in my boots right now. I do not love this. I will go ahead and pick my Clippers just because they literally lifted themselves from the basketball dead in game three on Friday night, because I don't know how they did that. Dallas still made 23s. I told you, not in the history of the NBA had any home playoff team made 23s and lost a game. It's impossible.
Right.
And furthermore, I've never seen a line like Luka's. He makes 7 out of 13 threes. He's a 33% career three-point shooter, and he goes to the free throw line and makes 7 of 13. He has been a disaster from the free throw line. And if this game is as tight as I think it will be...
Ben Simmons has been worse.
That's true. Well, if this game is as tight down the stretch as I believe it will be, they're going to have to think about putting him on the free throw. They're going to have to think about it. I would probably err on the side of caution, because I just think he's a little better overall shooter than Ben is. So just on mechanics, he's got to be able to figure out that he could do this. And plus, their mindset is going to be back in to no pressure. The pressure is all on the home team now.
Right.
I need to see my Clippers rise and shine tonight and play the way I think they can, the way they often did at home. They had the third best home record in the West.
Right.
Obviously, Utah and then Phoenix were ahead of them. But they're a pretty good home team.
Yeah.
Except they weren't in this game, the first two games. Game one, they were pretty pathetic, and they were even worse in game two.
But, Skip, if you look at the way Kawhi and PG has been playing over the last two games, especially Kawhi. Skip, I don't know if we've seen a better mid-range shooter than what we're seeing what Kawhi is displaying currently. I mean, in game three, Skip, that game, if they don't play the way they played in game three, Skip, that game might be 50-11 at the end of the first quarter. But Kawhi and Paul George says no, no, no. And they started making shot after shot after shot. PG started making three step-back threes. Kawhi was like, I'm attacking the basket because, hey, Porzingis, you soft. I ain't even worried about you blocking no shot. So I just move you out the way. Mm. And you're like, hold on, wait a minute. We were down 30-11. The score is 34-30 at the end of the first quarter. Hey, guys, we okay. Mm. We okay. And then... they didn't look back. They got the lead and didn't look back.
So all I know is in the last seven quarters of this series, the Dallas Mavericks featuring Luka Doncic have averaged 22 points per quarter. Yes, 22 points a quarter. 22 a quarter. If you do the math, that would be 88 points for a game. That's over seven quarters they've done that. That is defensive lockdown shutdown. Mm-hmm. I've told you all year they are capable of doing this. Over the last 6 weeks of the regular season, they rank second in defensive efficiency. And then they show up in game one like they did tank to get to the Dallas Mavericks, and that they did think that they could just sort of show up and that the Mavericks would fold at their feet. Well, the Mavericks didn't fold because the Mavericks took it personal, and they came out with fire in their eyes. Well, is that over yet? Or can the Clippers come out and play mad the way they did against Luka after he giggled and trash-talked them into oblivion in the first two games in their house?
The Clippers coming back, Skip, those are the type of games that launches a team in the direction that they want to go. To overcome what they overcame, because they were, Skip, they had almost like 1 foot out the door. It was 30-11 down 2-0.
They had 1 foot in the proverbial grave.
Yes! And to come
back, thought they were flat out cooked.
It sure looked.
I told you, I thought Ballmer was about to get up and walk across the court and fire Ty Lue on the spot.
I did not think. I know Kawhi is a great player, but I didn't think he had what he had in him in game three. Skip, he like, nope, I ain't losing. Yep. Paul George in the first half said, nope, we ain't losing.
Okay, well, they better be even times 10 that tonight, because if you lose this game and you have to go back to Dallas to try to repeat that to get home.
Because, Skip, you don't do game seven anything. It's winner take all.
It's winner take all. So to me, I'm not saying this is do or die, but it's you better win this one.
Okay, what you got? What's the score?
I think it's going to go down to the wire, And I think Rondo is going to finally close a deal. We're going to see playoff Rondo late, at least set up the game-winning shot. And I'm going to go Clippers by two, a little lower scoring. I'm going to go 105-103 Clippers. Whoa. And I think it's going to be a death match.
Okay.
I'm going 117-111 Clippers.
Okay. Well, I don't like the seven. I would take Dallas in seven, but I'm not going to bet against my Clippers.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be six.
Yeah.
No mercy.
Game time is here.
Lillard for the win.
Go!
He's facing you up. You bet not.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Oh, my God!
Here he comes again.
A deep three. Oh!
This was unbelievable.
Damian Lillard from way downtown.
Well, Damian Lillard put on an all-time performance last night in a double overtime loss. Yes, it was a loss against the Nuggets, but Lillard forced both overtimes with three-pointers and finished the game with a playoff record 12 made three-pointers. He is also the first player to ever have 55 points and 10 assists in a playoff game. How about that? Shannon, is Dame all-time clutch?
Yeah, he is. And it's good when it's all said and done, he's going to be top five if he's not already there. In this situation of guys currently playing, there are not very many guys that you're going to want the ball in his hands other than Dame. Maybe Steph, KD, Kyrie, and LeBron are the only guys. And you notice all the guys that can go get their own shot. Skip, I mean, he has seven game tying or go-ahead shots in the final minutes of a ball game. What he did last night to force overtime, to force the second overtime, we've seen him in the series in Houston. We've seen him in the series in OKC. Very few guys can say, okay, yeah, I've hit a game-winning shot in the playoffs, but have you hit a game-winning shot that ended the series? We saw what he did against Chicago this year off the jump ball. He gets the ball and fires it from 30 feet. He wins the game. Skip, he's as clutch as they get. He's as clutch a player of his generation as there is. And we can't just tie it to, well, he would be clutcher if he'd won a title. Mm. If they don't win a title, if Portland Trailblazers are not fortunate enough to win a title in the Dame Lillard era, it's not going to be because Dame Lillard did not leave it out there. Mm. He's as good a player as we have in the league, and he's all-time clutch. So for me, when it's all said and done, he will be a top-five clutch performer. Whether or not he has the championships to go along with that. Skip, that's what made Michael, people say Mike got six titles. Kobe got five titles. Mm-hmm. If he were able to get a title, we're really going to be able to put him in there. But Skip, I don't know if there've ever been three or four guys in the history of the game that I would want the ball in their hand taking the last shot over the name. There are only a handful of guys that I would say, okay, I'm not mad. Mm. If you let Larry Bird shoot it, you let Kobe. Now, from distance, only Steph Curry. I want the ball in his hand from distance. Only Steph. Mm. But as far as any shot, Skip, he's going to be right there when it's all said and done.
Mm. So I have already proclaimed what Damian Lillard did last night to Denver at Denver, the greatest long-distance clutch shooting performance I have ever witnessed via television. And yet, I, for one, am not going to be prisoner of that electrifying moment. And it was all-time electrifying. But if you look at the big picture, it's hard for me to go all-time clutch. Because to your first point, since Damian Lillard entered this league in 2012, it's a pretty long time. You call him a kid, but it's 2012. It's now 2021.
Right.
So,
what's he, like 29?
Kid to you.
My son's that age, Skip.
All right.
So he's a kid.
Since he entered the league, 2012, Damian Lillard has the worst winning percentage of any player in the league overall. It's 367.367 winning percentage. Okay, so let's keep that in perspective. Okay. And then let's go to round one, 2018. It wasn't that long ago against the AD Boogie Cousins,
right.
New Orleans Pelicans. Mm-hmm. He got swept in the first round, and he was just pathetic in every game. The three ball, he shot 30% in those four games, 9 of 30. In game one, they had a chance to win, and he had a little running banker from 6 or 8 feet at the end of the game, and he missed it. Okay, so there's number one. Then we go to the all-time bad, because I picked them. I thought they could upset and shock the Golden State Warriors with no KD. Remember, he was out. And this is the Western Conference Finals in 2019. Just go look at what he did in the fourth quarter and overtime of those four games. They got swept again. and they had chances late in all four games. I dare anybody to go look it up and focus on what he did and did not do, because in the fourth quarters, he shot 31% from the floor, which is horrible. It was 8 of 26. And from three, he shot 5 of 17. And he had big chances in game two. He had a late shot to win it, and he missed it. Game three, they're only down three going to the fourth quarter, and he just disappeared. Then game four, he had two chances because it went to overtime. He had a shot at the end of regulation and a late shot in overtime to win it and could not close either deal.
But, Skip, all greats have struggled at some point in time. You remember in the Larry Bird first finals, he had two games in which he scored 8 points. Cedric Cornbread Maxwell was the finals MVP. Mm-hmm. Larry Bird later became, we think of clutch.
Well, what was that for Larry? What year was that?
That was his third year, because Magic won the title. Well, second year.
Second year.
Yeah. Magic okay. won the title.
So it was second year in the league.
So he struggled.
Right.
But Skip, the shots, but I think he's more than made up for it. There have been, how many guys can say I've had game-winning, series-ending shots on two different occasions?
Big ones, and he had the one against Russ in Oklahoma City, but it was first round against a team with no KD.
Skip, you do remember, like, Michael Jordan, his first playoffs, who did he beat? In the first round, Cleveland. We celebrated that.
Craig Elo.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we got to give Dave. We got to give Dave some credit.
What happened against your Lakers in the first round in the bubble last year? Did Dame rise and shine?
Skip, that was the 8th seed.
Okay, but he didn't. He was mostly nowhere to be found in that series. He had little flurries here and there, but it wasn't what you're talking about.
No,
it wasn't like last night.
Only you and Charles Barkley expected Portland to beat the number one seeded Lakers.
I just thought they could give them some.
They did.
Run.
Just, they just won the first
make
game.
Make them sweat a little bit. They did win the first game.
They made them sweat the game,
okay.
too.
And then if I can backtrack just slightly to the end of the regular season in the bubble. Do you remember what happened against the Clippers reserves in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
We're winding down the regular season before the playoffs start. And late in that game against the reserves, Dame's still in the game. And with 18 seconds left, they're down one and he has two free throws.
Yeah.
If we could see these two free throws. Ooh, didn't even get it up on top of the rim on that one. And then he, that's just not good. And look at the Clippers. They are shaming him. They're doing Dame time, right?
Here's a guy.
Okay, my point to you was when that happened, you don't try to shame somebody that they have respect for. They're not going to do it. If I go to the top, Michael Jordan, nobody ever did that. He missed some free throws here and there, but nobody ever did that to him because they're afraid of
it. But Skip, it's a different time now. I mean, guys now, you know, that's a part of it. But I look at what Dame has done over his career. How many guys that's currently playing, you want the ball in their hands with the clock winding down, more so than you want Dame Dollar to have it in his hand?
I want KD to have the ball. I just believe in him. I trust him more than I – well, for one reason, he's 7 feet tall and he's going to get whatever shot he wants.
Well, he should have more game winners than what he has.
Well, he's been pretty good against LeBron James in the finals. I saw it twice in game threes in your house.
You only named two games. KD's been in the league 14 years.
Okay, but those are two finals games. Dame's never even come close to playing in a finals.
Well, I would like to think if Dame was playing along Steph Curry and Klay and Draymond, I would like his chances.
They went and recruited KD to come save them.
Skip. Alabama goes out and recruits players. So does Clemson. Okay, he went there. It benefited both. You recruited me because you know what I represent. I went there because I know what you can deliver for me. So don't make it seem like it was just transactional, that KD was that the Golden State Warriors the only one that benefited something.
Who was the best player on the team? It was KD.
Skip.
The finals MVP back-to-back was KD.
Skip, you make it seem, I read a quote, and maybe I'm wrong. But KD said that he went to Golden State because they felt like the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
To him, they felt like the underdog. A team that had gone 67-15, 73-9, with a two-time MVP, the last time he won it unanimous, and KD said they were the underdogs.
Okay. For the record, what was Damian Lillard in game four back in Portland and then in this series?
He didn't play. Skip.
He shot 1-for-10.
Skip.
It comes
Skip.
And it goes.
Skip. You
he
gotta
had
stop.
A
Skip.
Magical
Skip.
Night.
You got to stop
magical.
This. Skip. Skip.
Yep.
You got to stop this notion.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant did not score 30 points every single playoff game. Michael Jordan didn't score 30 points every single playoff game. You got to stop this notion.
Did they ever have a 1-for-10 except for Kobe's year 8, you know, when he's 18 years old?
No, Skip. Kobe has had some bad playoff games.
Kobe's one for 10 is pretty bad. By the way, they won.
Oh, you remember when didn't they have a 3-1 lead against Phoenix? In one game, he wouldn't shoot.
Well, now that's a whole nother issue.
But that, no,
that
it's not the issue.
No,
no,
no. He couldn't shoot. He just wouldn't shoot.
Oh, but the thing is that you pick a game here or a game there,
and
you picked
like 12 games.
Okay, what about the 500 games that he's been spectacular?
Mm. Lowest winning percentage of any player in the league is Damian Lillard.
I would have loved to see had LaMarcus Aldridge stayed there, and Marcus said he should have did a better job of trying to communicate. That would have been a great situation. I would have liked to see had CJ, Dame, and LaMarcus Aldridge been able to grow together. But that's not what LaMarcus wanted. Mm-hmm. He wanted to move on, okay? We can't go back in time. But, Skip, to say this kid isn't all-time clutch or he's as clutch as anybody in his generation is just not true. You can't because you haven't mentioned that game against OKC. He sent Houston home. It's not like, Skip, he's lost. How many games has he lost as the higher seed? One to New Orleans. That's one time as the higher seed he's lost.
Got swept.
Yes, he lost. More times than not, he's the lower seed. And for him to even beat, I mean, you know this is a 3-6 matchup.
Mm-hmm.
That was a 1-8 matchup. That was a 1-8 matchup which he lost to Golden State. Mm. He was the lower seed against Houston, and he sent him home.
Well, maybe your Lakers will get to see him in the next round.
So now all of a sudden, now he'll be cooked. Mm. See, that's what that's all you root for.
Yep.
You just want somebody to beat LeBron.
No, well, I don't want Phoenix to beat LeBron, but they're about to.
No, they're not. No, they're not. You know what? I want you to have that same energy on Friday.
You have no betting energy at all.
I got betting. I don't bet. I already got four cases bet. Yeah. 33 points and 7 threes.
Prop bets.
Yeah, I don't want.
What? 7 threes?
Yeah.
7 threes. You should have gave me 5 cases on 7 threes alone.
Mm. I don't know.
LeBron, he's the worst 3-point shooter.
No mercy.
Saturday on Fox, it's one of the greatest rivalries in sports as the Red Sox take on the Yankees or the Dodgers battle the Braves or Cubs-Giants. Saturday, 7 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app. So check some local listings for the game in your area. Well, the Lakers were without Anthony Davis last night and LeBron couldn't keep L.A. in the game. The Suns would end up routing the Lakers, going up by 30 at halftime, holding on to win 115-85. LeBron finished with 24 points, 5 rebounds, and 7 assists in the loss. LeBron only had 11 points from his other starters, but he also finished with a game worst plus-minus of -24. Fox Sports NBA analyst Steven Jackson joining us now. Steven, it has been too long, and I got to ask you for a letter grade for LeBron last night. What do you got?
First, it's good to see y'all. Skip, Shannon, I love y'all. Jenny, you know I got a lot of love for you. It's always good seeing your face. You are definitely
likewise.
I'm glad you're back, nephew.
Glad to be back. I give it a C+. He has no help. He has no help at all. And then again, the bigger issue for me is Vogel. AD goes down. You know he's injury prone. But you mistreat Montrezl Harrell early in the season. Now you need him. Now you don't know where his mental is. You should have treated him like the sixth man he was when he signed with you. The sixth man of the year he was when you signed you. Now you need him. Now he don't know what his role is. And you're putting your confidence in guys like Wesley Matthews and guys who are not proven to step up in these moments. So LeBron is doing his job, but AD is always injury prone. You should have known you need to keep guys like AD and bring another guy in besides Marc Gasol, because Marc Gasol can't guard in the pick and roll. It's just that. He said he's one of the smartest big men ever, but he cannot play today in a pick and roll game. But the way they treated Montrezl Harrell is coming back to haunt him now, because now they need him.
I agree. I gave him a C-, because he did. The thing is that what we needed, and you're right, he doesn't have help. And the days, and I said this earlier, Stack, the days of LeBron giving you 40 and 15 and anybody, me, you, at your age right now, and Jenny and Skip, and we making the game with somebody, those days are over. He needs AD. He needs another third option also, someone that you can pencil in, that you can go to lay your head on your pillow at night and say, okay, I know he's going to give me 20 to 25 tomorrow. Like they have in Brooklyn. Like they have in Milwaukee. You see what Milwaukee did? They went and got a third option. Holiday. You see what the Nets did? They had Kyrie, elite scorer. KD, elite scorer. Nah, we need more. Let's go get James Harden. And I think moving forward, that's what the Lakers are going to have to do. I don't know where they get that guy from, Stack, but I believe that's what they're going to have to do. But LeBron is going to have to be, in order for them to to even make this a game, and I still believe they're going to win this series, LeBron is going to have to turn back the clock, the hands of time, for two more games. I don't believe they can go past this series, but I do believe he can summon up the strength one more time and to get it done this situation.
And your letter grade for last night would be a...
C minus.
That's all?
That's it.
Well, you gave him 85% of the blame, but only a C minus.
Yeah, C minus. Because here's the thing, Skip. If he'd have gave me those if he'd have gave me those 17 he gave me in the third, if he had given me those in the first or the second, I don't believe it would have been a blowout. It'd have been a close of a ball game, and maybe they like, okay, we still here. It was like once that thing got to like 15, they're like, all right, we'll see y'all game six.
Mm. Okay. First of all, Steven Jackson, it is good to hear your voice. Welcome back. Thank you.
Man, thanks, Skip.
Second of all, thank you for bringing up Montrezl Harrell because it's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. I don't know what's happened. He was lost in the doghouse until that game was way out of hand last night. And I just like his effort and energy. I think he comes in and just wreaks havoc. It may be good havoc. It may be bad havoc, but he wreaks havoc.
Right.
Something has gone haywire off the court in the locker room. I don't know. The Clippers had issues with him, but he was challenging the lack of leadership on Kawhi and Paul George's part, and he was probably right to challenge it. But it fell all apart. He still thought he was going to go back to the Clippers, and all of a sudden, wait a second, they don't want me. I guess I'll be a Laker. He doesn't play great defense, but this is the time when if I'm Vogel, I'm going to play him a lot in this game because you need somebody to go in with energy and effort.
I think the biggest thing is that why they didn't play him this was because he's so overwhelmed. Ayton is a big – people don't realize how big Ayton is. Ayton is 7 foot tall, 270. So you need somebody with a body size to bang on him, and that's what Drummond. But the thing is, and you bring in Marc Gasol. Yes, Marc Gasol has basketball IQ. Yes, he can shoot the three. But everybody just puts him in the high pick and roll, and what does he do? Either he gives the wide open three or he fouls somebody or they get a layup. He can't play the high pick and roll. So he gives you nothing, and he can't shoot the three good enough. He's not that good. If he's giving you 15 points a night, well, you got to play him, Stack. But he's giving you 3 to 5 points a night. It's not worth it what he's giving up on the defensive end for his offense.
But that's one reason why AD stays hurt, because they're not taking advantage of Montrez. They're making AD do all the dirty work and try to carry the load. You're supposed to have Montrez there to do the dirty work, to get the rebounds, to do the banging, to be the tough guy. This team is not tough. They're a soft team. Montrez come in with the addition of him and AD together, I guarantee this will be a better team. But you know, with AD being injured and the way he was stepping before the game, I don't see him coming back and being effective.
No.
You can't be stepping gingerly with a groin and then 2 days later come out and think you're going to be effective in the playoffs. It just don't work like that.
Mm. Okay, so now my letter grade is a little more objective than you guys' letter grade. I got to go all the way to F as in epic fail. Fail, epic fail. I thought this was going to be his night. I thought this was his moment, his late career moment to say, watch this, I still got it. And I saw a flash of that early, and they're up 8-3 with 10-16 left. And from that moment until halftime, he goes 1 of 8, 0 for 2 from three, and does not get to the free throw line and doesn't get there the whole game. I had him shooting 17 free throws. He shot 0. There's just something wrong with that. I thought he would put his head down and run through the brick wall and get to the free throw line.
Well, we got extra assignment. We about to get an A. Game 6.
Well, it's up to him to pave the way. And I agree. He had 0 help last night, effectively.
Schroeder.
Okay, 0 for 9 for Schroeder.
KCP.
But again, I thought they would go along for LeBron's ride, but he was going to have to drive the Ferrari last night, and he drove it right off the road. And he was uninterested. He was disengaged. He had no passion, no fire, no energy. I've never seen anything quite like it. And, Steven, I had to start wondering, is Father Time tapping him on the right shoulder for once? That's what Grant Hill said on the telecast.
Well, Father Time is definitely undefeated. And a lot of pressure is on LeBron, especially with AD out. But you can't play 20-plus minutes as an NBA player and not affect the stat sheet in no type of way.
Right.
I'm sorry. The guys on this team did nothing. You have to know, going to Phoenix with the way they playing, they going to hit shots. They going to make runs. But you have to go out and play the best game you can play on the road to get a win, especially defensively. You can't play the way they play. And like I said, LeBron is doing all he can, but his supporting cast, they didn't show up at all. They should have stayed on the bus, Skip.
I'm going to tell you what. This what this reminds me of? This is Tom Brady. You remember when Tom Brady was young? He could do more with less. As Tom Brady started to age, we didn't see that same impact. So what did Tom Brady do, Stack Jack? He went down to Tampa. He got with Chris Godwin. He went with Mike Evans. He got AB. He got Gronk. He got O.J. Howard. He got Cameron Brate. A solid offensive line. A top-notch defense. And there you have it. As we start to age, we do need more help.
Tom Brady is 8 years older than LeBron James, and he just won his seventh Super Bowl.
Skip. But Skip. Let me ask you a question.
They both goats.
At 18 years, we've never seen a player perform like this because what you're asking him to do, not just on one end, but on both ends of the court, and to play at this elite level night in and night out, short in the offseason, short stacks, you know, playing back-to-backs, playing three games a week. That, come on, Skip.
He's only 36.
36? Stack, would you please tell Skip 36?
Stacks can still play right now.
Hey. I ain't gonna lie, Skip. I'm done. I'm shot. My body. I need all kind of surgeries. to be 36 and carry the load he's carried for 17 years, it definitely take a toll on him. But Skip, I'm not making no excuses. You still playing in the game. You still the king. There's a lot is expected from you.
Yes.
You have to go out there and do the job. Nobody's making excuses for LeBron because I'm not.
Nope.
The night Anthony Davis went down, Shannon and Skip, I sent him a DM. IG, and I told him, I say, you've done the impossible so many times. I'm a fan, bro, and I always gonna support you. Now is the time for you to be the king again because he has to be with AD down. I'm gonna continue to support him because to whom much is given, much is required.
Yep.
At the same time, his supporting cast is not what it is.
Yeah, I mean, Stack, there's no question. You say you can't play anymore, but you could have done what Schroeder did. You could have went out there for 25 minutes and gave no points.
Hey, I could have done what Schroeder.
I could go to the NBA right now, Skip. If I play 25 minutes, I guarantee you I have at least 10 points.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, Schroeder, me and Schroeder had the same amount of points.
Yep.
The only thing, my plus minus wasn't as low as he is. We had the same amount of points, and I was at my place.
Oh, it's not a good
sign. So, Steven, Shannon says that LeBron's going to suck it up and give us one last hurrah and win game 6 and 7. Do you agree?
I definitely agree. I'm never going against the king, ever.
Like, really? Even though your head is telling you one thing versus your heart?
Well, I'm game 6, I think he's going to be the king. I'm not confident in winning the series, especially without AD, and especially with the way Vogel's coaching and the lineup. The lineups look terrible. This is, remember I said this before, J.K. needs to get in that front seat and help make some decisions right now because the way Vogel is with these lineups is making the team look bad. But I'm not confident in them winning the series, but I see LeBron having a big game 6.
No mercy.